その中で外国から来た人はきっとカルチャーショックをいっぱい受けてるでしょう。
And certainly, you know, there's a lot of people in this room that were not born in Japan, and you probably experienced some culture shock when you came to Japan.
なんでそんなことすんのあんたっていうのを多分感じてる外国人の人はたくさんいると思います。
There used to be a TV show, sorry to not translate what you said. There used to be a TV show, though, called ここが変だよ日本人。
ここが変だよ日本人。そう。
Right? There's a show of like these foreigners that were like, that is weird, Japan. Why do you do things that way?
はい。外国人の方でここが変だよ日本人に出たら私言うこと2、3個あるっていう人。
Maybe you watched a TV program or maybe you've, you know, experienced stuff in Japan where you're like, why Japan? Why do you do things this way? Anyone that feels that way, hands up.
ああ、やっぱりおるね。やっぱり上手もそうやね。
Yes.
はい。そりゃそうやろ。僕らだって外国と同じように思うね。
Yeah, but you know what? All of you foreigners in the room, including me, when Japanese people go abroad, they experience the same thing in the countries that they go to.
例えばアメリカ、僕アメリカ人行ったことないからあれやけど、ここが変だよ、アメリカ人いっぱいあんねん、もうそんな。
You know, there's a lot of things where you could make a TV show called ここが変だよ、アメリカ人、right?
いっぱい。
Maybe not Canada, but America.
まあ、カナダもそうかもしれない。
I don't know about that. We're pretty more.
あんた、オフダフック行くよ、もうたらあかんで。あのね、うちの奥さんは、カナダに3年か4年住んでて、アメリカ行こう6年か住んで出たからさ、ここが変だよ。アメリカ人アンドカナダ人ができるみたいな。
アンドカナダ人ないかもしれない。
やってみよう。
I'll translate for you. Okay. So Fumi's wife, Miko, actually lived in Canada for about 3 years and then America for 6-7 years. So she lived about a decade of her life in North America. And so she has some things that she feels is really strange about life.
ここが変だよ、アメリカ人、ここが変だよ、カナダ人、何がある、
So I asked my wife, you know, what are some of the things that you felt were just really weird about America or even Canada? And answers came out right away. She didn't even have to think
あかんのがお風呂の中バスタブの中で体洗ったらあかんやろって。
Now the first one is the bathing experience in North America, where you actually get into the bathtub dirty and wash yourself in that water. That's gross. Like that's so weird.
それからレストラン行った時のウェイトレスのお兄さんとお姉さん、いや私ら一緒に来た仲間で仲良く喋ってるのに、はいこんにちはデラといりますか。そういらんねん静かにしといてや。
Now here's the other one. You go to a restaurant with your friend or with your on a date or whatever, right? And the waiter or waitress just doesn't leave you alone for more than 5 minutes. They're always coming over. They're introducing themselves as though you're going to become friends with them or something. 会話に入ってこようとするやん。 Leave us alone. We're trying to have some time here, right?
さあ、それがあかん、またあかんことは何か言ったら、チューインガムや、いつ噛んでいいか分からへんけど、いつもみんなくちゃくちゃくちゃくちゃくちゃってるわけ。
Okay, here's the other one. I can totally agree with this one, you know. Americans, Canadians, we like our chewing gum, right?
で、そこ、それ噛むわ、ええや。
Okay, fine, you could chew your gum, you know, just keep it in your mouth.
あかんのはね、ここ、アメリカ人の中でも、カナダ人の中でも、変なレベルがちょっと上の人は、噛んだやつをどっかロッカーの、ドアの裏側にピッケつけて、後でまた取って食べはんねんで。
Now, this might be limited just to students and the school level. I don't think this happens in the adult world, I hope.
はい。
But you know, they chew their gum and then like maybe when they're a bit tired of it, they might like stick it like under their desk or whatever. They'll put it on their locker or whatever. And then later when they realize like, oh yeah, I had gum, they'll actually put that same gum back in their mouth.
そしてみんなここにいるアメリカ人カナダ人の人はみんな思ってるはずね。僕はせえへんけど、うちの親戚のおっちゃんするわって思ってる。
And maybe some of you in this room that are from America or Canada, you might be going, I've never done that, but I know like my weird uncle used to do that, but not me. No way.
でもメイコに聞いたんです。じゃあアメリカの麗しい文化は何ですか？カナダの麗しい文化は何ですか？
Thank you for not stopping there. You know, actually, Fumi asked his wife as well. Like, well, what were some of the good culture shocks that you had? Some of the things you went to America and you were like, wow, I can't believe they do things this way. This is amazing. Why can't Japan do it this way?
メイコはすぐに出てきたんです。
And right away, Miko had an answer.
Lady first.
Ladies first.
知らない女性のためにもドアを開けます。
You know, even if you don't know who the lady is, if you see a lady walking towards the door or whatever, you open the door for them and let them through first.
車に乗るとき、必ずドアを男性が開けます。
You know, your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, whatever, right? Like, you open the door of the car and help them get out or let them get out without having to deal with that.
女性に絶対に重たい荷物を持たせます。
You know, and you don't make the woman carry the heavy bags, right? Man, that's your job. You do it, right?
あれはアメリカの麗しい文化で、あなたが学ばないといけないよ。
That's a beautiful thing about Canadian culture too.
でもカナダもそう。
ああ、
そうか。最近なくなってきてるんかな、そういうのは。せやけれども、皆さん、あのね、 もうクロスロード教会の男性はもうみんなジェントルマンで行きます。レディーファーストで行きましょう。
I don't know, you know, like there's a bit of a degenderification going on in North America、うん、where the gender roles are starting to get really skewed. So maybe the ladies first thing has kind of, you know, gone out of style or whatever. But let's put that in style here at Crossroad, man.、うん、let's be gentlemen, let's be ladies first.
あのね、それをみんなで男性やりたいと思います。はい。
So、let's do it, guys. Let's do it.、
うん、で、今日さっきも言ったように、いや、ほんまにやろうね。はい、今日さっきも言ったように教会っていうのは2000年間続いてきました。
So we're going to be watching you guys after church. What are you doing? Are you doing ladies first stuff or not? Me and Fumi, we're police. Okay, so the church, you know, has been around for 2,000 years. There are certain traditions, there are certain cultural aspects of the church.
で、教会っていうのはアメリカやカナダと同じようにいまいちなところっていうのはたくさんありました。
And you know, for people that maybe are new to the church that has been around for 2,000 years, just like someone that's new to Canada or America, they come into the church and they're like,What's this? This is weird.
例えば軍隊を作って攻めに行った十字軍という凄まじく大きな間違いがありました。
You look at the history of the church, right? If somebody stepped into the church for the first time during the days of the Crusades, they'd be like, "What are you guys doing?"
それから免罪符と言ってイエス様の無条件の無償の愛に値段をつけて売ったこともありました。
Or you know, you look at the church's tradition from you know several hundred years ago, where the Catholic Church was selling indulgences to people, which basically meant if you pay X amount of money, your X number of sins will be forgiven. We'll give you this, which represents forgiveness of your sins. More money means more forgiveness.、うん、
で今あの今の時代あのクリスチャンのリーダーたちのモラルの間違いっていうのがたくさん報道されてます。
Or if you were to look into modern, you know.Christian or church culture, and you look at some of the leaders of the mega churches and how corrupted they are, or the scandals they get involved in, and you would go, "Ah, this is an ugly culture. I don't want any part of it."
だけれどもそれでも麗しい文化はやはり残ってるんです。アメリカ、カナダと同じように。
But the thing is, just like you know, if you look at snapshots of America and Canada, and if you just look at the chewing gum, or if you just look at you know the waiters and waitresses, you might think like this is a messed up country. But there's so much beautiful culture there. There's tons of beautiful culture within the church as well.
例えばバプテスマ。
You know, you look at the baptism.
2000年間イエス・キリストの福音を信じた人は私はイエス・キリストと共に死んでそして共に蘇らされてあのその特権を感謝しますというためにバプテスマを私たちは授けてきました。
Baptism is something that we've been doing in the church for 2,000 years and it represents us saying I know that Jesus died on the cross for me I am dying to my sin with Jesus and just like Jesus resurrected I am coming out of that water a new man, a new woman, a new boy, a new girl I am resurrectedIn Jesus.
それはイエス様と共に私は新しい人生を歩みますという希望の印です。
It is a beautiful sign of us saying, I am walking the rest of my life in Jesus. I have the hope of God in my life.
もし僕も私もそうしたいと思うんだったら、ぜひ僕のところに話しに来てください。
Now, if you want to experience that, if you want to make that decision, that proclamation of walking with Jesus,Please come and talk to Fumi after the service.
で、そ、あの、イエス様と共に歩む人生がどれほど麗しいかということを一緒に話して、バプテスマを受ける準備をしたいと思います。
And you know, I want to help you to be prepared for this baptism if you're interested, to show you just how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is to walk with Jesus. I want to show you some of that and then we'll get you ready for baptism.
今日も19歳の男の子が1ヶ月前に私は、あのバプテスマを受けてクリスチャンとしてイエス様神の子供として歩み出しますという決断をしたので今日彼はバプテスマを受けます。
So you know there is a 19-year-old guy who just recently came to me and said I've made the decision that I want to walk with Jesus the rest of my days. I want to be baptized. And this afternoon he will be dunked right here.
バプテスマは麗しい文化です。
It's such a beautiful cultural aspect of the church.
それだけではなくて私たちは聖餐式をします。
And not only that, we've got something that we call communion.
多分初めて見た人はこの気色悪いと思うと思うんやけど。
You know, people seeing it for the first time think it's kind of weird. Like, why you got this little tiny cup and this little piece of bread? Like, what are you all doing?
何をするかって言ったらクリスチャンが一つの部屋に集まってちっちゃいブドウジュースの入ったコップとからブドウジュースなんでちっちゃいパンを食べるんです。みんな一緒に。
And it's not like we're saying, okay, we're on a budget here, so all you get is this much bread and this much juice. That's all everybody gets, all the money we've got today. That's not what's going on here, right?
で最初見たとき、何やこれと思うんやけど。
So you come into the church and you see all these people with the little tiny cup and the bread and you go, oh, that's weird.
でも2000年間それをするたんびにクリスチャンの人たちはイエス様が自分にどんだけ素晴らしいことをしてくれたかということを思い出すんです。
But what we're doing and what the church has been doing for 2,000 years when we do communion is we are remembering Jesus, we're remembering the work that He did on the cross, we're remembering, you know, what He has done in our lives.
イエス様は素晴らしいことをしてくれたね、してくれたね、嬉しいね、感謝ねってことを思い出しながらそれをするんです。
Jesus did an amazing work on the cross. He broke His body. He shed His blood. What an amazing thing Jesus did. Let's remember it through this bread and this cup. That's what we're doing.
それだけでなく、もう一つ麗しい文化があります。
There's another really amazing, I mean, there's tons, but we're going to talk about one more beautiful cultural aspect of the church.
それは私たちが10分の1献金というふうに言うものです。
And that is called tithing and offering.
この10分の1献金というのは、教会を今まで2000年間祝福してきた原動力でした。
You know, this has been one of the things that has powered the church along through 2,000 years. It's a beautiful aspect of the culture.
そして2000年間クリスチャンが行う習慣としてもう定着してるし、多分ここにいる半分以上の人がそれをしていると思います。
Now, this has become kind of a habit, or this has become like a custom within the church, and probably over half of the people in this church do this regularly. They're giving one tenth.
私たちは自分が持っているものというのは全部神様から与えられていると信じています。
Now, we believe that everythingthat we have received in this life, it is all a gift from God.
そして私クリスチャンはそのうちの 10% をまず先に取って、神様に捧げるということを習慣的にしてきました。
So what we're doing then is we are saying we have received all of this from God. We're going to take the first 10% and we're going to give it back to God. That is the custom that we have.
そしてそれはルールだからやってみると違うね。
Now we're not doing this out of obligation or because it's a rule of the church.
そしてクロスロード教会もそれがルールやっていうふうにも教えてません。
And we're not telling you that if you come to cross road, you better give your 10%. We do not teach that it is a rule or something you have to do.
それから皆さんに、いや、それをしたらね、神様がもっと祝福してくれるからやりやって、そういうふうにも教えません。
And we're not going to stand up here and tell you, hey, everybody, you know what? If you tithe, God's going to give you more too. You're going to get richer just by giving some. That's the principle.
ていうか、それには全然相関関係がないからです。
There is no correlation between how much you give and then how much you receive from God. There's nothing there.
なんでクリスチャンは 10% をわざわざ取って捧げるなんていうおかしなこと毎月毎月してきたんでしょうか。
So why on earth then are Christians giving 10% of their hard-earned money back to God or to the church or whatever? Like, what is the deal with that?
それは先週話した最初のポイントは先週話したメッセージの内容です。一つ目は 10% 捧げることはそれは神の恵みを体験した人が感動を持ってそれで何とかしたいと思って出てきたレスポンスなんです。応答のことなんです。
So we actually wentthrough this last week in last week's message that this tithing is a response to the overwhelming grace that we have received from Jesus.
ルールで決まってたからやるんと違う。
We're not doing this because it's a rule that is written. It's not the 11th commandment in, you know, in Exodus.
誰かがやってるかどうかをチェックして、あんたはそれがいいクリスチャンかどうかのその違いはそこにあるんやと誰もそんなこと言えへん。
Nobody, especially Fumi, is actually checking to see who's giving and who's not. We're not, you know, we don't have our radar on when the basket goes around like, oh, you gave, you're good. You didn't give, you better give next time.We're not paying attention.
そうではなくて私たちがイエス・キリストが十字架の上でしてくれたことを見上げてあまりにもそれが素晴らしいと思う時の単純な自然なレスポンスとして私たちはそれをするんです。
It is completely personal between you and God, but the tithing, the offering is your responseto the amazing things that God has done in your life, the work that Jesus did on the cross, the blessings that God has poured into you, that is a natural and appropriate response to what God has done.
今日はもっとその理解を深めたいと思います。
So we're going to look at this a little bit more deeply today.
先週読んだ創世記の14章を見てみましょう。
So we're going to look at Genesis 14, which we read last week. We're going to go over that a little bit right now.
とっても面白い聖書の箇所を読んでみましょう。アブラムは自分の親類のものロトっていう人だったんですけど、トリコになった、捕虜になったことを聞いて、アブラハムは自分の家で生まれたしもべども318人を集めて召集して、ダンという遠いところまで追跡した。夜になって、彼と奴隷たちは、彼としもべたちは、その軍隊に向かって展開し、彼らを打ち破り、ダマスコの北にあるホバというところまで彼らを追跡してやっつけた。そして彼は全ての財産を取り戻し、また捕虜になっていた親類のロトとその財産、それにまた女たちや人々をも取り戻した。こうしてアブラムがケドル・ラオメルと彼と一緒にいた王たちを打ち破って帰ってきた後、シャレムの王メルキゼデクという人が出てきて、彼はパンとブドウ酒を持ってアブラハムのところに出てきた。そのメルキゼデクという人は意図高き神の祭司であった。彼はアブラムを祝福していった。祝福を受けよアブラム。 天と地を作られた方、いと高き神より、あなたの手に、あなたの敵を渡されたいと高き神に誉れがあるように。そう言われたので、アブラムは全てのものの十分の一を彼に与えたと書いてあります。
Here we go. Genesis chapter 14, verses 14 through 20. When Abram heard that his relative, Lot, had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, Abram divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the other people. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer, hope I'm saying that right, and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything.
このストーリーを簡単に言うと、アブラムという人は絶対に勝てない戦争に勝ってしまったんです。
So, to put it really simply, Abram went to war and he was in a battle that there was no way he should have won. There's no way.
そして戦争の後巻き上げたその戦利品というのをがっぽりもらって背負いきれないほどの戦利品を持って故郷に帰っていくところでした。
But somehow, you know, he won this war that he had no business winning, and now all of a sudden the spoils of war all around him, he brings that back to his home country.
その時に彼帰り道で考えてたことをみんな多分想像つくと思う。どうして僕は勝ったんやろう。絶対負けるはずの戦争にどうして僕は勝ったんやろうってずっと思ってたと思うんです。
Of course, you can imagine somebody coming back from a war like this and being as victorious as he was with all of the spoils around him. He's probably walking back going, How on earth did I win that battle? How did this happen? I mean, this, I shouldn't have won. How did I win?
やった俺リッチになったこんなにがっぽり儲けたぜ言うてええやろうか。
I don't think that he was just walking back going, Look at me, I'm the richest man in the world now. Let's party!
で、そういう風な時にサレムという場所である国の王メルキゼデクという人がアブラムに挨拶をするために出てきたというんです。
So he's walking back to his home country and all of a sudden this king named Melchizedek meets him and they have this conversation.
そしてこのメルキゼデクがアブラハムに言ったことでアブラハムは確信したことがあるんです。
And when Melchizedek spoke to Abram, he received this confirmation that, oh yeah, this is why I won. Now I get it.
メルキゼデクがアブラハムに言いました。これはあなたの力で勝った戦争じゃありませんよ。
And Melchizedek basically reminded him, Look, Abram, you did not win this battle, this war, on your own strength.
神様があなたを一方的なご好意を示しておられたから、あなたは勝つことができたんですよ。
You won this war quite simply because God showed you favor, unconditional favor, one-sided favor, and gave you the victory.
神があなたと共におられたんですよ。
You only won that war because God is with you.
戦ったのはあなたじゃなくて、神があなたの代わりに戦ってくださったんですよ。
You were not alone in that battle. You did not fight it alone. God was with you.
それを聞いたとき、アブラハムは思ったかもしれない。あ、やっぱりそうやったんかって。
And I'm sure Abram, when he heard those words, was like, Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I understand. It had to have been God.
そして、そう思う、アブラハムが思った時にメルキゼデクはパンとブドウ酒を持ってアブラハムを祝福しました。これが祝いです。これがあなたに対する祝福ですと言って、アブラハムにパンとブドウ酒を渡したんです。
It's interesting what Melchizedek brought to the table or brought to Abram when he met him. He brought bread.And wine.
そしてきっとこういうふうなニュアンスがあったでしょう。あなたのもらった戦利品、あなたのもらった、あの戦争からもらったあのスポイルスというか戦利品を全部あなたのもんよ。このパンとブドウ酒も全部あなたのもんよっていうふうに彼は伝えたいと思います。
And surely Melchizedek, by bringing bread and wine, was basically saying to Abram, Look, you got all these spoils of war, guess what?I don't want any of this. I'm not coming to take this away from you. This is all yours. And you know what? To help you celebrate, here's some bread and wine. And this is yours too.
だけども、アブラハムにしてみれば、パンとブドウ酒だけでもありがたいのに、もらってきたもん、どないしたらいいかなと思ってたのに、全部君のやでって言われたら、俺どうしたらいいか分からへん、こんなにいっぱいというふうに思うわけです。
And you can imagine Abram how he might have felt completely elated when Melchizedek brought the bread and wine. And he was probably very thankful just to have that. I mean, delicious bread and wine, you know... all the friends know that's a great, you know, great meal right there. But he also got all the spoils of war, which is also
awesome. だって勝ったのは神様やのに。
He's like, I did not win this war. I don't deserve all of the spoils that are around me right now.
私がその祝福を全部受けていいんですか?
You mean I'm allowed to keep all of this even though I didn't really deserve it? I didn't win this in my own strength?
いいですとメルキゼデクが言うんです。
He's saying, yes, you keep it. You keep it. It's yours.
その恵みに感動したアブラハムは何かしたかったんです。
And Abram, you know, being touched and being moved by the grace that he received, wanted to do something.
そして誰にも言われたわけじゃないけど、どうしたらいいか分からへん、どうしよう、どうしよう、何かその恵みに応答。
And you know, Abram was not told what to do in response, or like, okay, well, you've been moved by this, here's what you got to do. Abram did not receive any guidance, but out of that complete, you know, being moved by the grace that he received from God, he wanted to do something in response.
そしてじゃあもう、もう僕のクリエイティブさ爆発して、じゃあ多分こんだけ10%ぐらいかもしれないけど、あなたどうぞっていうふうにメルキゼデクに渡したんです。
And Abram was all like, well, like, I really don't know what to do. I don't have a ton of creativity, but here, take this, take this. This is about 10%. I want to give this to you as a present.
それがこのストーリーです。
This is the story.
そして 10% 与えるという、捧げるという文化がこの時に始まりました。
This was the beginning of tithing or giving 10%.
で、このパンとブドウ酒を持ってきた メルキゼデクという人に今日は注目してお話ししたいと思います。
We are going to look a little bit more carefully, not at Abram today, but at Melchizedek.
で、鋭い人はこれピンとくるのね。パンとブドウ酒、ああ、それ知ってる、思うねんね。
And for those of you that are, you know, paying close attention, you hear the words bread and wine, and somebody offering bread and wine, and it hits you, right?
結論から先に言うね、このメルキゼデクという人は、この後、何千年も後に、 登場する人となられた神であるイエス・キリストを表す絵のことだと思ってください。
Here's the spoiler. This guy, Melchizedek, is actually a foreshadowing of somebody that would come, you know, several thousand years later by the name of Jesus, right? He's a foreshadowing. He's a picture of Jesus. He is not Jesus,
right?
But the things that he did and the things that he said very closely resemble Jesus, and so we can see that that's a foreshadowing of who Jesus would be and what he would do in our life.
じゃあ、メルキゼデクがアブラハムに渡したパンとブドウ酒は何を表していますか?
So what does the bread and wine that Melchizedek brought to Abram, what does it represent? What does it mean?
もちろん、この 2000年、3000年後のイエス・キリストの十字架を表しています。
Okay, of course, it represents exactly what Jesus did for you and I, what Jesus did on the cross 2000 years, 3000 years later.
つまり、メルキゼデクとアブラハムの話というのは戦争行った、買った、パンとブドウ酒どうぞって、ただのストーリーじゃないんです。
This is not just a story in Genesis 14 about, you know, Abram winning a war by some miracle and then Melchizedek coming along and saying, hey, let's celebrate with a little bit of bread and wine.
そうじゃなくて、イエス様が私たちのために何をしてくれたのかっていうことを表す絵なんです。
No, this is a picture for us who are now living, you know, after the time of Jesus to say, this is what Jesus did on the cross for you and I, and we can even see it back in Genesis.
ここには福音のストーリーが描かれています。
This is the gospel in a story in the book of Genesis.
単純な福音のストーリー。あなたが勝てない戦いに神が代わりに戦ってくださって、あなたは勝利をただでもらいましたという福音のストーリーです。
The story, the gospel that we see here is one that's very similar to the one in our lives. We're in a battle that we can't possibly win on our own. In fact, we should probably lose this battle, and yet, because of God's strength, you know, that comes and helps us because of God's grace and favor, we win this impossible war.
あなたが勝てないと思ってた罪に対する戦い、悪魔に対する戦い、暗闇の力に対する戦い、あなたたちだけやったら、もうぐちゃって潰されて終わりやったけど、神が代わりに戦ってくれて、あなたに勝利を与えてくれたんです。
We're in a battle against sin every day of our lives, and you know, Satan, our enemy, the devil, can very easily squish us like a grape, turn us into the proverbial wine at any time. We have no chance of winning the battle against Satan on our own, and yet...
つまり、イエス様は私たちにパンとブドウ酒、イエス様のご自身の体と血を与えてくれて、罪の許しをしてくれたんですよ。
Jesus gave the bread, that being his body. Jesus, you know, gave the wine, that represents his shed blood. And through that, we receive forgiveness for our sins. We defeat sin through Jesus, right?
だから私たちも考えるんです。アブラハムが 10% 捧げたように、私たちもイエス様の十字架に対して 10% 捧げるのは普通のレスポンスやわなって言って考えて、2000年以上前から10分の1を捧げるという習慣が始まったんです。
And so you can think about it in this way, much like Abraham, you know, in his being moved, in his thankfulness for God's grace,He responded by giving 10%. You know, in the same way, we can think about what Jesus did for us, the amazing work that He did on the cross for us. He gave us everything that we have. He gave us victory that we didn't deserve. And our natural response would be to give 10% back.
でもこのストーリーでユニークなところ、ここから新しいところだけど、アブラハムが318人というちっちゃい軍隊で5万人以上の大軍隊に攻撃を仕掛けるところでした。
Now, here's something interesting about, this story and about this battle. As you remember, if you remember from the passage, you know, Abram had 318 men with him, and they went up against an army of 50,000 men.
そしてそのごっつい正規軍の敵軍の軍隊の大将の名前はケオド・ラオメルという人でした。
And you know, the leader of this mighty, mighty army of 50,000, his name was...ケドル・ラオメル。
なんか変な名前の人だけど、これを訳すとどうなるかって言ったら、これ出るかな、次のスライド。ケオドラオメル、これはこの世の王、The King of the World という意味になります。
ケドル・ラオメル actually translates to mean King of this world.
うん。アブラハムはこの人の軍隊5万人6万人の軍隊と戦ってほんまやったらあっという間にぐちゃって潰されるはずでした。
Now you would think that not, you know, normally an army of 50,000 would easily be able to squish, you know, a small group of 318 men, right?
ほんまは死ぬはずやったのに。
You know, they all should have died.
ザキューがもう命を得ました。
But they received life.
ほんまは負けるはずやったのに。
Pardon me?
ほんまは負けるはずやった。
Oh, yeah, they should have lost.
だけれども勝利を得ました。
But they received victory, right?
未訓練の農民の寄せ集めの318人でしたけども。
Now these are 318. It says trained men, but honestly, I mean they're farmers, right? They're trained in battle, but they've never done battle before.
すごい力を持ってると軍隊に勝利したんです。
And they're going up against 50,000 guys that are experienced in war, and they beat them.
それは神の恵みでした。神のご厚意でした。神様の力、神様の戦いだったんです。
Clearly, that is God's strength.God's power, God's grace, God's favor upon Abram and his men.
これは何を表していますか?
So what does this show us?
ケダル・ラオメルはもちろんサタンのことを表しています。悪魔のことを表しています。
So Kedar Laomer actually represents Satan then, the king of this world.
そしてこのストーリーが表すように私たちは悪魔との戦いにおいてほんまやったら一瞬でぐちゃっとされるはずだったけど。
You know, and just like we were saying earlier, this is kind of like the story of us, a battle between us and Satan. And if we had to go one-on-one against Satan, I'm afraid we would get crushed pretty quickly.
なのに神、イエス様が来てくださって私たちの代わりに戦ってくださって。
But Jesus came in our place, stood in front of us and said,Yeah, try and beat them now, and Jesus crushed Satan.
そして十字架の上で勝利を得てくださったんです。
On the cross, Jesus got victory for us, right?
私たちがサタンに勝ったのと違うよ。
We did not beat Satan.
イエス様の十字架の死によりご厚意によって私たちは勝利をもらったんです。
Or you could say we did because Jesus joined our team and we, Jesus and us, Jesus, beat Satan on the cross, right? That was all his strength, all his favor.
あなたがそれを信じるとき、あなたはイエス様がそうしてくださったと信じるとき、皆さんは神様との関係の中を歩み始めることができるのです。
And when you believe that, when you believe that Jesus won the battle for us, defeated sin for us, now we can be in right favor and proper standing with God. We can start a relationship with God.
罪の縛りの中に生きている必要がないんです。
We're not stuck, we're not bound captive by sin anymore.
義というアイデンティティをもらえるんです。義人というアイデンティティをもらえるんです。
We've been given the identity of righteous, right?
そして十字架が与えてくれる豊かな勝利の人生を歩むことができます。
And we can live just a beautifully rich life because of what Jesus did on the cross.
そしてその豊かさの中に私たちは招かれてるんです。
And we're invited to walk with Jesus, walk with the Lord.
それは私たちがいい人やから招かれてるのちゃうよ。
And it's not, we weren't invited into relationship with God because we're good people or we did good stuff.
そうじゃなくて神様が私たちを愛しておられるから招かれてるんです。
It's because God loves us and He invites us into relationship with Him because He wants relationship with us.
僕は皆さんをそれを心で受け取ってほしいなと思うんです。
I really want for each and every one of us to receive that those words, that idea into our hearts.
そしてそれに深く感動するんだったら、
I really want us to understand that and be moved by that idea, that thought that God wants us.
つまり、アブラハムが神様が戦ってくれて僕に勝利をくれたっていうように、イエス様が戦ってくれて僕に罪への勝利をくれた、サタンへの勝利をくれたって思うんだったら、
Think about the amazing, you know, feeling that Abraham must have felt after this battle where 318 men defeated 50,000. He was like, God did it. This is so incredible. It's amazing. We won. You know, we should feel the same way about what Jesus did on the cross for us. That he did it and we defeated Satan.
後世に何を捧げたらいいかも知らんけど、どうしたらいいか分からないけど、どうぞって、10分の1どうぞって、これほんまに分かるけど、10分の1どうぞって。
And much like Abraham, you know, in his just being completely moved by the idea that God did this,for him. You know, he didn't know what to do, he didn't know what to give or how to respond, but he was like, you know what? I'm just going to give this. I don't know if it's exactly 10% or not, but I just want to give this because I'm so moved. We can do the same thing.
それは感動のレスポンスなんです。
It's a response of thanksgiving. It's a response of just being completely moved and touched by God.
だけれども、実は 10% を私たちが捧げるという行動にはそれ以上の意味があります。
But there's an even greater meaning to us giving 10%. It's more than just a response of thanksgiving.
皆さんの目が開かれると思うので、ヘブル人への手紙の7章を読んでみましょう。
Here we go. Let's open up the book of Hebrew and look at chapter 7 and prepare to have your eyes open.
この昔にあったアブラハムとメルキゼデクのストーリーを解釈してるんです。インタープリートしてるんです。
So they are going to interpret, they are going to show us the story of Abram and Melchizedek through a New Testament lens.
実は、このメルキゼデクという人はサレムの王で、それは聞いてるね。優れて高い神の祭司で、それも書いてあった。アブラハムが王たちを打ち破って帰るのを出迎えて祝福しました。それも読んだね、さっきね。また、アブラハムは彼に全ての戦利品の10分の1を捧げました。そうよね、それも読んだ。まず彼は、メルキゼデクはその名前を訳すと義の王、ゼデクの王であり、次にサレムの王、すなわち平和の王です。メルキゼデクにはお父さんもおらん、お母さんもな、ほんまはイスラエルだ、お父さんお母さん誰や、めっちゃ大事やねんけど、お父さんもお母さんもなく、系図もなく、その生涯の始めもなく、命の終わりもなく、神の子に似たものとされ、いつまでも祭司としてとどまっているのです。それがメルキゼデクです。その人がどれほど偉大であるか、よー考えてくださいよ、皆さん。族長であるアブラハムでさえ、彼に一番良い戦利品の10分の1を与えたのです。でね、レビのコーラの祭司の中で祭司職を受ける者たちは、自分もアブラハムの子孫でありながら、民から、すなわち彼らの兄弟たちから10分の1を徴収するようにと、立法の中で、ルールの中で命じられています。ところが、レビ族の系図にない、メルキゼデクという人は、アブラハムから10分の1を取って、約束を受けたアブラハムを祝福したんですよ。言うまでもなく、下の者が上のものから祝福されるんだけど、ここよく聞いてくださいよ。一方では死ぬべき人間レビの子たちは10分の1を受けてますが、もう一方の場合、他の場合は彼は生きていると証しされるものが10分の1を受けるべきなのです。
Hebrews 7 verses 1 through 8. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abram returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him, and Abram gave him a tenth of everything. This we already read in Genesis. Here we go. First, his name means king of righteousness, then also king of Salem, which means king of peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, we don't know where he's from, we don't know where he went, right? Like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Just think how great he was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder. Now the law requires the descendants of Levi, who become priests, to collect a tenth from the people. That is, their brothers, their fellow countrymen. Even though their brothers are descended from Abraham. This man, however, did not trace his descent from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. And without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater. Here's the key verse. In the one case, the tenth is collected by men who die. That's the sons of Levi, the priests, right? They are going to die, they still collect. But in the other case, by him who is declared to be living.
これはメルキゼクとアブラハムのストーリーを後で誰かが教えてるんです。
So somebody is teaching these people the Hebrews, right? It's the letter to the Hebrews that we're reading.
この人が教えてることはややこしいけど簡単に言うとこういうことです。
And so this person who wrote this letter to them is teaching them in a very simple way what was written in the book of Genesis.
みんな覚えてる？メルキゼクとアブラハムの話覚えてる？って。
He's saying, you guys know, you read the Old Testament, you know the story of Abraham and Melchizedek, right?
あれから始まって一応ルールができたんですよってみんなから十分の一集めてそれを祭司と呼ばれる人間の、まあ、自然に祭司と呼ばれる人たちにあのために、まあ、捧げようねっていうルールが決まったけどねって。
And you probably remember that this story was the starting point of the tithe, right? Because from this story we receive the concept of being, of giving one tenth to the priests and the sons of priests to the clan of Levi, right?
つまりあなたと神様との間に立っていろいろやってくれる人たちのための資金にしようって言ってルールが一応決まってたけどね。
So you guys know that the priests, the sons of Levi, they're the ones that stand between the common man and God, right? They're the kind of the interveners, right? And we give them one tenth, right?
だけど今は違うよって。
But this is not the case anymore.
8節見てください。一方では昔は死ぬべき人間、祭司と呼ばれる仕事があった人たちが 10% を受けるっていうふうにルールで決まってたけど、今は違うよ。今の場合は、今の時代は、他の場合は、誰に捧げるんですか？彼は生きていると証しされているものがそれを受けるべきなんです。
So verse 8, as we said before, is the key here. And it says, in one case, the tenth is collected by men who die. That being the sons of Levi, the priests back in the day of the Old Testament. However, that is not the case anymore, because in the other case, that meaning in modern days or from now forth, it is to be collected by him who is declared to be living. Who would that be? That's Jesus.
で、これめちゃくちゃよく聞いてほしいんだけど。
So listen carefully.
つまり、彼が教えてるのはこういうことです。あなたが捧げる 10% は、あの人は生きているというふうな宣言なんですよと教えたんです。
So this is what he's saying here in Hebrews 7, and this is the very key, is that when you give one tenth, when you tithe, you are making a declaration that he's alive.
じゃあ、he って誰ですか？あの人って誰ですか？
And he would be?
もちろんイエス。
Of course, Jesus.
つまり2番目のポイント、10% を捧げることっていうのは、ただ単に誰かサポートするため、教会サポートするため、ちゃうちゃうちゃう。10% をあなたが捧げることは、イエス・キリストの蘇りと臨在を宣言することなんです。
So the first point was, you know, that giving is a response, right? But here we're seeing that tithing is a testimony.That Jesus is alive.
あなたが 10% 捧げて教会を捧げて支えてるのと違うよ。
Your 10% that you give is not, you're not giving to the church to support the church operations.
あなたは世界に宣言してるんです。私に素晴らしいことをしてくださったイエス・キリストは今も生きてます。
You are making a declaration to the world when you give. You are saying, the God that I serve, the God that I believe in, the God that I trust is still alive to this day. You're declaring that to the world.
私たちが生産式の勉強したことを思い出しました。あれはイエス・キリストの死を告げ知らせるためにずっとやりやって聖書に書いてあるんです。
Now, remember, going back to the communion teaching, that when we do communion, we are declaring to the world that Jesus died for our sins. That is what the communion is representing, right?
イエス様を覚え出して、覚えやって、頭で覚えやって言うんじゃなくて、食べるというとても具体的な行為を通して、体験的に思い出しなさいっていうふうに教えるわけです。
And the communion, you know, we could very easily just say, okay, communion just means us telling you and reminding you in your minds that, oh yeah, Jesus died. Remember it. Hear our words and keep them in your head. But we're doing it, you know, through the physical representation or physical food and drink. And we're saying, put this into your body and remember it with your whole body.
そして、イエス様、じゃあ、今度はイエス様の臨在と蘇りを思い出すために私たちは、どうやって覚えておいたらいいんですか？
So,
覚えておくだけ？ああ、イエス様生きてる。私そう思います。知ってます。それだけですか？
So, it's very easy for us to do, you know, the same thing as what we said just earlier about communion, where we could just do it where we remind you with words and say, okay, everyone, let's remember Jesus is still alive, and we could just preach it to you and you could hear it in your ears only.
そうではなくて私たちはまず 10% あなたに捧げますということで体で心で思い出すんです。
But when we give 10% of what we have been given or what we have and we say we're going to give this to Jesus, we're not just remembering that he's alive in our heads, we're remembering it with what we have, we're remembering it with our whole bodies, with our hearts.
そして私たちの 10% が捧げられるときその 10% はどんなメッセージを持ってますか？
And so what is the message that the 10% is giving?
イエス様は生きておられるって。
Jesus is alive.
みんな死んだと思ってるかもしらんけど、蘇って今も生きておられるよ。
So you all might think that Jesus just died, but I'm telling you and I'm showing you Jesus is alive.
この 10% 捧げるってルールじゃないんです。律法じゃないんです。
Remember that giving 10%, that tithing is not a rule. It is not the law written in scripture that you have to do it.
教会の会員費でもないんです。
This is not a membership fee for Crossroad or for a church.
今覚えてる。十分の一献金は信仰告白なんです。
Remember that your 10% giving is actually a declaration of your faith.
イエス・キリストは私の主です。
Jesus is my Lord.
イエス様は生きておられます。
Jesus is alive.
もしあなたがイエス様が自分のために死んでくれたということを信じてながら自分のために蘇って今も生きてるってもし信じてなかったとしたら
If you believe that Jesus died for your sins and you say, yeah, I believe that Jesus died, but at the same time you don't say or you don't believe that Jesus was resurrected from the dead
もしそうならばパウロは言いましたそれ一番惨めやで
Paul, the Apostle Paul said in the scriptures that if that is you, if you believe in the death and not the resurrection, you are the most miserable and the most pitiable creature on this earth.
でも私たちの喜ぶべきリアリティは何ですか?それはイエス様は蘇られて今も生きておられます。
The reality is, and this should bring us great joy, that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. He is alive to this day.
そして喜ばしいことに私たちの内側に聖霊を通して生きておられるんです。
And Jesus, you know, can come into our lives, can be inside of us through His Holy Spirit.
だから私たちが十分の一を毎月捧げるとき、それを習慣にするとき、私はいつもイエス様生きてるんや、そうや、俺忘れとったって、それを思い出すんです。
So when we make that part of our lifestyle to give, to tithe, we are reminding ourselves and we're also telling the world that Jesus is alive inside of us. Jesus is alive in this world.
だからイエス様がどんな存在かをその時に思い出すんです。
And so we need to remember, you know, when we're giving our tithes, we need to remember what does Jesus mean to us? What has He done?
また神様が自分のことどう思っておられるか思い出す。
How does God feel about me? How much does God love me?
だからどうぞ 10% を捧げることを生活の一部にすることを真剣に考えてください。
So I really want you to think seriously about making tithing a part of your lifestyle, a part of your culture in your home.
それはあなたの信仰告白なんです。
Because this is a declaration of your faith.
だからパパ、ママ、ご主人、あの結婚してる人、もしくはボーイフレンド、ガールフレンド、今お付き合いしてる人、あのそメッセージ
Okay, I've got something to make this maybe a little bit clearer to those of you that are parents right now, those of you that are in marriages, or even those of you that are single that are thinking about marriage.
あなたの 10% はあなたの愛する人に何を教えていますか?
What is your 10%? What is your tithing? What is your offering habits or your customs telling your partner or your future partner?
僕師やけど皆さんが 10% 捧げてるかどうか知らんねん。
Now, I don't know if you're giving 10% or not. I cannot look you in the eye and say, I know how much you give because I don't.
でみんな封筒に名前書けへんよ。名前書けへんで全然 OK やねんけど、知らんねん、それは。
And nobody's writing their names on the offering envelopes. I mean, you can if you want to, but nobody's paying attention and we don't want you to.
だけれども、あなたが愛する人はあなたがしてるかどうかを知ってるねん。
So we don't know up here what you're doing as far as offering and tithes go, but you know what? Your loved ones do.
あなたの 10% はその人に、あなたの愛する人に何を教えていますか?
So what is your tithing and your offering telling your partner, your loved one, about your faith, about your life?
God is dead! 神様は死んでますですか?
If your offering envelope is empty, perhaps you're giving the message to your partner that God is not alive.
もしくは神は生きておられるですか?
Or are you showing them that Jesus is alive?
子供たちも奥さんも旦那さんもそれを聞いてるよ。
Because you know what? Your kids, your spouse, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, they are going to know, they are going to see, they are going to hear what you are saying through your offering.
だからお願いがあります。
So?
お家に帰って、どうぞこのことを話してください。
I really want you to think about this deeply. You know, when you get home, you don't have to think about it now before the basket comes around or anything, but think about it when you go home. What do you want to do? What do you want to declare through tithes and offerings?
それだけじゃなくて、誰に捧げるかも大事やな。
Of course, it's important to also know who you're giving to, right? When you give money.
さっき見たように、それはイエス様が受けるべきものです。
Now, of course, the money that you give here, the offering that you give here, should be received by Jesus.
いや、それは10分の1集めて、それは教会のバスケットに入ったら、それはふみ先生の給料になるんでしょう。ここの管理費になるんでしょう。いや、それはそうやで、もちろん。
Now you might be thinking, yeah, you know, I put the money in the basket, and then it goes into Fumi's bank account, or it goes, you know, goes towards running the church. Mm. Well, yeah, of course, you know, practically speaking, realistically speaking, the offering does go towards those things.
でもあなたの十分の一はもっと素晴らしいものです。
You know, but your offering, your tithe, is much more important than that.
イエス様に捧げられるんです。
You are giving it to Jesus.
教会に捧げないでください。人に捧げないでください。牧師に捧げないでください。
Don't give your offering, you know, and we're talking about in your heart. When you give the offering, don't be saying, I'm giving this so that Fumi can have dinner tonight, or I'm giving this so that the church can have AC. That's not the heart we want you to have when you give your offering.
こう考えて、宛て先はイエス様です。
Remember that when you put the offering in there, you're saying, this is to Jesus.
ポストは教会です。
You know, we are just the post office, but actually this envelope is going to Jesus.
So, イエス様に捧げるんです。イエス様に出会った喜びがあるから捧げるね。
Remember that you are just so moved and so touched that you were able to meet Jesus and what Jesus did in your life, and so you want to show that.
イエス様が生きてるって言いたいから捧げるね。
I want to show the world, I want to show the people in my life that I believe that Jesus is alive.
それが2000年間続いてきたこの十分の一を捧げるというクリスチャンの習慣の本当の姿なんです。
Now this is the truth behind the offering that has been continuing in the church for 2,000 years and even in Jewish culture for many more years before that.
僕は皆さんに十分の一献金をしなさいってプッシュすることはしません。
Now, I don't want to push you, pressure you, or try to like force you or guilt you into giving 10%. That's not what I'm trying to do here.
でもあなたにプッシュしたいことがあるね。
But there is something that I do want to push on you. There is something I want you to feel a little bit of pressure about, and that is
あなたに福音をプッシュしたいんです。
You know what? You know what we're going to push on you? You know what we want you to feel in your hearts even more than anything is the gospel.
イエス様はあなたのために死なれてよ。あなたはそのために勝利をもらったよ。
You know, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Jesus brought victory into your life. It's good news. It's great news for you.
イエス様はよみがえられて今も生きておられるよ。
Jesus is alive. Jesus is ruling from heaven. Jesus is in your heart.
あなたを導くことができるよ。
God can guide your life.
あなたを祝福することができるよ。
Can bless you.
あなたを導くことが、そして助けることができるよ。
Can guide the footsteps that you take in your life.
あなたが勝ち取ったわけでない勝利をあなたはエンジョイすることができるよ。
You know, God is going to give you tons of spoils of victory, you know,in wars that you don't deserve to win. God is going to bless you so much.
それにどうするか、どうレスポンスするか考えてっていうふうにはプッシュします。
Now, what I want to do here is I want to push you to think about that. Think about all that you receive from Jesus and think about how do I respond to the amazing gift, to the amazing things that Jesus has given.
僕の個人の生活の中で僕は受け取る部分の 10% として神の恵みに対する感謝と神は生きておられるっていう信仰告白
Now, for myself personally, this is something that I want to make a part of my lifestyle, part of what I do, you know, month by month, week by week. I want to take 10% of all that God has given me, and I want to give back.
皆さんも一緒にしてね。
You want to do the same?
それが教会の世界に対するメッセージです。
That is the message that we show the world. Right?
それがあなたの世界に対するメッセージだ。
This is the message that you can show the world as well.
そしてそれが神様が私たちに味わって感謝して喜んでほしい神様からの私たちへのメッセージなんです。
Now that is the message that God wants to give us, you know, He wants to give us that. He wants us to taste and receive and know that God is good.
やりましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、私たちは本当に勝利に値しないものなのに、あなたに救っていただいて、私たちは痛みを味わわずに、あなたが痛みを味わってくださったから、罪に対する、サタンに対する、悪の力に対する勝利を得ました。
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful. We are so moved because we're in this battle that we don't deserve to win. There's no way that we should win this battle, and yet you give us victory. There's so much pain that we deserve as a consequence of our sins, and yet you've defeated all that. You've crushed all that. You took the pain upon yourself.
イエス様、あなたは生きておられ私たちを導くことができます。
We know that you are alive to this day and that you can and will guide our lives.
それを私たちは信じます。
We believe it.
それだけではなくて、私たちは 10% を通してそれを世界に宣言したいと思います。
And we want to declare that to the world. We want to declare your wonders to the world through our offering.
私を救ってくださったイエスは生きておられるって。
The Jesus who saved me from a life of sin, he's alive.
今ここに私の内側に来ておられる。
He is with me, he is in my heart.
他の人がどれだけ God is dead と言ったとしても、神は死んでると言ったとしても、
No matter how much the people around us may say there is no God or that God is dead,
私たちは知ってます。Jesus is alive. イエス様は生きておられる。
We know that Jesus is alive.
ですから喜んで私たちは 10% を捧げて、それを信仰告白したいと思います。
And so we want to declare our faith. We want to declare our belief in you, God, through our offering as well.
どうぞそれを通して私たちが世界にそのメッセージを届けることができますように。
Help us, Lord, to be able to reach the world through this message. Help us to be able to share your goodness. どうぞそれを通して
私たちの家族のイエス様をまだ知らない家族のためにそれを届けることができますように。
Lord, help our families who observe us and watch us and see what we do with our lives. Help us to see that and for them to hear the good news as well.
どうぞその私たちの 10% を通して私たちが育っている子供たちがやっぱりイエスは生きておられると確信することができますように。
Lord, help our children to see through our giving that we believe in a God, that we believe in Jesus who is alive.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
アーメン。アーメン。皆さん、Amen. 感謝を持って捧げ物をしましょう。人はまずお家に帰ってそれを話し合って、そして来週から始めてください。
Let's give with hearts of thanksgiving, and please, you know, if you did not bring, if you're not ready to give, or if you just today you finally understood what it means to give, don't feel like you have to do it today, but please go home, talk to your family, talk to your loved ones, and really think about how you want to do this, how you want to respond to what Jesus did in your life.
さあ、今から信仰告白の時間しましょう。献金の時間。
This is not a time for us to gather money. This is a time for us to declare our faith.
Okay. That's fine. この歌知ってる？ハレルヤ主を褒めようって。
Do you know this song?
だいぶ昔に流行ったんやけどな。Jesus is alive という曲です。
This song is called Jesus is alive.
まあ歌えへんけど難しい歌やから。イエス様は生きておられますという歌です。この歌何の歌かって言ったら献金の歌やねんて。知らんかったわ。
Did you know this is actually an offering song because it is declaring that Jesus is alive just as our offering does.
そして本当に私たちの神様は生きておられます。
Our God is alive.
どうぞ立ってください。
Let's all stand up.
祈りましょう。祝福の祈りを皆さんに祈りたいと思います。
I want to pray a prayer of blessing upon all of you here.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、今日もあなたの福音をここから語ることができることを感謝します。そしてみんなが聞くことができることを感謝します。
Lord, we're so thankful that we were able to hear your gospel today and that we're able to declare your gospel today.
私たちは腐った罪人だったのに、あなたはその耳に麗しい福音を届けてくださいました。
We were dead and rotting in our sins, God, but you breathedFresh air in our lives, you made us new.
そして私たちを完全に新しいものに作り変えてくださいました。
You changed us. You have made us completely new creations, as you promised.
そのためにあなたは十字架の上で死ななければいけなかったけど。
You know, you died on the cross in order to do that.
でも今よみがえられて今も生きておられます。
But the great news is that you are alive to this day. You are resurrected.
そして私たちを励まし導くことができます。
And you are able to, and you do encourage us, and you guide us.
ですから父なる神の愛、キリストの恵み、聖霊の交わりが豊かに私たちの内側にありますように。
And so we pray that the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would be on everybody in this room.
あなたが2000年前に死んでお墓の中に入って私たちがお墓参りしなくてもいいこと感謝します。
We're so glad, Jesus, that we don't have to do aPilgrimage to the place where you were buried because you're not there anymore.
私たちは空っぽの墓を喜びます。
We are glad that the tomb is empty.
イエス様、あなたの今生きておられることを感謝します。
Thank you that you are still alive and you hear our prayers.
ですから私たちのお金を通して、賛美を通して世界に宣言します。
And so we declare to the world through our giving and through our songs.And through our lifestyle.
今あなたは生きておられます。
That you are alive.
どれほど私たちの人生が崩れてもいい、あなたは生きておられます。
You know, it doesn't matter how what goes on in our lives. You are alive. That is an unchanging truth.
それを信頼します。
And we trust in you.
生きてる神様でいてくれて本当にありがとう。
Thank you for being alive and in our lives.
感謝してイエス・キリストの皆によって祈ります。
It's in thanksgiving that we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.